The Gemara says in Shabbos, Achnasai Chayev B'Nir Chanukah. If you're a guest in someone's house, so you are obligated in Nir Chanukah, which is a big chiddush. Like, what does the Gemara have to tell me? Like, does it say Achnasai Chayev in the mitzvah of tefillin? Like, of course. If I go to someone's house, I still have to put on tefillin in the morning. I still have to keep Shabbos. Why is the Gemara? Why would I think an Achnasai isn't chayev in Nir Chanukah? So the Gemara goes on and says, Amar Rav Zeira. He says, when I was single and I was living in someone's house, he wasn't home, and we'll assume he wasn't somech al shulchan aviv. He wasn't being supported. So when he was in someone's house, he said he used to be mishtatef perprute. He used to give a coin in order to be part of the family, let's say, part of the bayis. However, he says later on when he got married, and during that time it wasn't uncommon, when you were married, you weren't living at home all the time, you were away, you saw Rabbi Akiva. So the case was, he was married and he wasn't at home for Chanukah. He said, I don't have to mishtate perpute because my wife is writing for me. So that's the Gemara. And the Sefer Truma points out, it's not just a din in husband and wife, it's a din in Somach al Shulchan Aviv. Anyone who's Somach al Shulchan Aviv, so then you could rely on the light. That's why it's a whole discussion we'll get into, like yeshiva bachrim, which is living somech al shulchan aviv. They live, they're in yeshiva in New York, Israel, and their parents live somewhere else. So if you're a Sephardi, since you go with the machaba goes with Tosas, you only need one menorah. So pashtus ve'ikar adin, you don't need to light. And you get into the whole issue of time zones, it's a separate discussion, but if time zones make a difference or not. And some say it could be an issue, others say no, as long as the person is writing Chanukah candles, he's writing in the proper Zman, so then, even if it's not Chanukah for you, or it's later on, it doesn't make a difference. That's a technical detail, how far you take it, but the Ikar HaDin, the Psak of, I think the Sephardi poskim are that a Sephardi student doesn't have to lie, even though Rav Yashav disagrees and says that's only true if he's living at home. Like the Achnasai, it was just a couple of days, so therefore he really has his own bias. But here, if Yeshiva Bach is living there for a whole year, it's like his own bayis. So when do we say you have to be somach al shulchan aviv and you have to be in the same bayis? If you're living somewhere else on a long-term basis, then Rav Yashav says that even a Sephardi boy would have to like that. I think the meaning is not that way, not like Rav Yashav. But either way, that's a discussion. So that's what the Gemara says. So the question is, why do I need to be mishtatef perprute at all? Like, so the Salavetchik always says pshat, it's like all briskers, it's a halachic din, that in order to be, in other words, Achnasai is chayef to mishtatef perprute, it's not an option. In order to fulfill his mitzvah, you need a bayis, you need to be near Yishuv Beis, or you need to be part of the bayis, and the only way to be part of the bayis is by mishtatef perpute. So therefore, Achnasai can't write on his own, it's not his bayis. And he has to be mishtatef perpute. Others disagree and say, no, that was because Bizman HaGemara, you didn't have portable menorahs like you have today. It's just a practical halacha. The Gemara is just telling me, since they didn't have any of their own menorahs, so they, but it's not giving me a halacha category that one is not permitted to go ahead and light. That's how some point out. And therefore, it's a major issue it comes up, let's say, there's some places where they put out menorahs at chasanas. Is that appropriate? Can one fulfill the mitzvah lighting at a chasana? So some will say that no, you can't. That you need a din of abayis. You have to be in your house, and you just at the wedding for a couple of hours. So the bracha of atala, you can't light there. And others say differently. There's a tefillah, let's say, for tefillah of Moshe, as well as Menachem Zilber, others, or Rabadi, they point out that, no, that based on a Bach, that you can light at someone else's house. Like the case was, you're eating at the Hanukkah party at your friend's house, your family. So the Bach says you can't light the Arwad out Chashada, because the Gemara talks about a din of chashad, it's going to look like you didn't light at home. So the Bach is like, just say you can't light there because it's not your bias. But the fact they said the reason is because of chashad and not because of you're not part of the bias, being the chosen, you don't have to be part of the bias. So therefore, the Bach says that everyone agrees with the Bach, but he says it's mashmi. All you need is b'nei b'nei, so you don't need to have it. You don't have to have it in your bayis. So therefore, he would say you could have it in the chasanas. I mean, it's not really a kasha, because what's the difference? You go home and light when you get home, but this real shayla comes up for the chasan and kala. Where does the chasan makala light? Because they don't have a bayit yet. Most of them go to a hotel the first night. So according to some poskim, you can't light at the hotel. I mean, you can't light at the wedding. According to Rabbi Abaye and others, yeah, he's saying you can light at the wedding. That's when it would come up. Others would say, light at the hotel, but you can't light at the hotel because they're not going to let you make a menorah with fire. So there is a shita of Aaron Soloveitchik, who says you could use battery menorah. So therefore, I guess either you go with Rav Abadi Shita that you light at the hotel, you light at the wedding, or you go with Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, you light with a battery menorah, or you just have to work out, maybe they'll let you light downstairs, maybe they'll let you light with the menorah. If not, you know, it's a big issue in terms of what you could do. But that's the issue of that comes up a lot. Everyone has, there are many weddings over Hanukkah, and also the many Hanukkah parties. So in terms of, is there a din in the bayit? It has to be your own house, or at least her house, to be mishnata v'prute, or there's no din like that. The din nirish abeisa, this means it's a din in b'nei habayit. It's a din if it's together with b'nei b'nos beisa, or some, it's a din in mamono, or yusamach ha-shulchan aviv. You can rely on that as part of, those are the part of the major questions that come up, is manazah during Hanukkah.